A Sister's Gift by Jane McBride, based on a true story. God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Emily looked out her window at the Arizona desert. Even the spiky plants and shrubs seemed gray and cold this Christmas. It was the end of 1908, a hard year for Emily's family. Her father was serving a 3-year mission in Samoa, a faraway island in the Pacific Ocean. Emily knew they would not have presents under the tree this year. Her little sister, Faith, was too young to understand that there was no money for presents. Any extra money Mama earned from selling eggs went to help Papa on his mission. Emily turned to Mama. Mama's eyes looked sad and worried. Was she thinking about Christmas too?
It's all right, Mama. I don't need any presents.
Mama smiled, but just a little.
We won't have presents, but we have each other, and we are blessed because Papa is serving Heavenly Father.
Emily wrapped her arms around Mama's waist.
That's enough for me.
The day before Christmas, Mama baked cookies using some extra sugars she had bought with egg money. Emily and Faith decorated the cookies with raisins and peppermint pieces. There would be delicious Christmas treats. But Emily knew Faith would still be sad not to have any real presents this year. As Emily got ready for bed that night, she picked up her doll, Sarah. Sarah had a beautiful dress and a real china face with painted eyes, nose, and mouth. While Emily held Sarah, she suddenly had an idea. She loved Sarah, but she loved someone else even more. Early Christmas morning, Emily and Faith ran into the front room. Beneath the tree were 2 plates of cookies, 2 oranges, and 1 wrapped package. Mama picked up the brown paper package. She turned it over in her hands.
Faith, it has your name on it.
Faith's eyes grew wide. Eagerly, she tore open the paper. She stared at the doll, then at Emily.
It's Sarah,
Faith said.
But you love her more than anything.
Faith started to hand the doll back to Emily, but Emily shook her head and hugged her sister instead.
I love you more.
Emily saw Mama wipe tears from her eyes.
I'm sorry I don't have anything to give you, Mama,
Emily said in a small voice. Mama smiled, and this time her smile was a big one.
Oh, your gift to Faith is the best present you could have ever given me,
she said, pulling them both into a big hug. Emily, Faith, and Mama sat down at the kitchen table to enjoy their Christmas treats. Emily bit into a cookie. She loved the sweet taste, but the warmth that filled her heart was even sweeter. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. I read one of my little sisters her favorite book, Elizabeth J., age 9, Utah, USA.
End of the story. A Sister's Gift by Jane McBride. Read by Shannon Nelson, Shauna Thompson, Margot and Chloe Patello, and Kristen Hawkins.